97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Beer 30 brought to you by the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, going on today through Sunday, showcasing our county's Grand Harvest, world-class wines, award-winning beer, and culinary wealth, plus the World Championship Grape Stomp and lots more. It's all happening at the 44th Annual Sonoma County Harvest Fair this weekend at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. All right, Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in studio. Check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. And, of course, give them a follow on the Facebook and the Twitter.
Thanks, Danny. We appreciate the follow.
Salutations.
Best morning to you.
And to you, good sir. What's up?
All right.
We have a beer from Berryessa Brewing Company in front of us. They're out of Winters, California.
Camped there over the summer. One of the hottest places I've ever been in my life.
Really? Yeah, Winters or Berryessa?
Winters.
Where is Winters?
Just outside of Berryessa.
Oh, okay. Got it.
On 128 Pass.
That's where I bought my old Chevy truck.
The one you left there?
I should have.
Oh.
Beautiful Winters in the summer. It is that delightful place to be.
Hot. Although the Puta Creek that runs right off of Berryessa is fed by the Glory Hole in Lake Berryessa, and it's the coldest freaking water, which makes it like unbearably cold, so you can't even get in to cool yourself off.
I don't think you can say Glory Hole and Puta Creek on the radio. I don't think that's allowed.
Not together anyway, but yeah. Breaking rules this morning.
Well, FCC, you can send those care of Brad Barmore at 977 The River.
Oh, man. Well, the beer itself in front of us, this is their Propaganda Pilsner. Probably one of the most interesting cans I've seen in a while. Love the logo. It's really, I feel like I'm should look at it on acid or something. It's really a psychedelic. But going through the AATMF on this beer, that's, of course, the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. This is really, really pale yellow, light in color. So this
is
what you're going to expect from a typical Pilsner. You're going to, this is a light in color, usually light in body, medium to low alcohol, just kind of standard what you expect. But going through this, you definitely get a sweet, bready note out of the nose of this. It's interesting.
Green grass note. Sorry to cut you off. There's a green grass note in here that I get. Especially as this is warmed a little bit, like a grass cuttings kind of.
Yeah, the grass clippings.
Some citrus.
I get almost like a mango. I guess the closest thing I'm going to say like a mango salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you kind of get a little bit of that.
It's the herbiness in a salsa with like from the cilantro or the coriander.
Yeah.
I can see that. That's a little bit of herb for sure.
It's really bready.
Yes. Much doughier than your average Pilsner.
Yeah, this is... it feels like I took a bite of a loaf of bread, to be perfectly honest. It's interesting. It is light. The mouthfeel is decent. It finishes clean. Still there's a little bit of that like bready yeasty flavor on your palate, but for the most part it finishes, pretty clean. 6% Pilsner. I mean, this is it's fine. I don't particularly like the taste. But at the same time I think it serves a purpose. It's a real light bodied, not hoppy beer. I mean, that's the thing, is you're going to get real malt, the breads, just that doughiness, like Brad said. It's fine. It's a fine beer.
I want, out of a Pilsner, I want there to be a little bit more sort of dryness in the finish. I don't want it to be quite this rich. There's some hop, like bitterness in it that it feels like they dry hopped it near the end to try and balance out how rich the mouthfeel can be in this beer. I don't find it to be unpleasant. I actually like it. I just think, they could have just called this like an ale and I probably would have been fine. Like if as a Pilsner, I want something that's a little bit lighter than this.
Well, I expect a little more crispness. I mean, the dryness is one part, but I expect it like to finish crisp and clean. And this one just kind of, it lingers a little bit and it just doesn't provide what my palate wants out of a Pilsner.
Right.
Right. Something that's, and it's usually you want your Pilsners a little bit cooler, colder. This is fine. It's just as it's warming up, it's not gelling as well as I thought it would together. So to me, I get a thumbs down for this. I wouldn't have another one.
You say taking a bite of bread, but ever since you said doughy and then after I've tasted it, I'm like, it's more like taking a bite of dough, like actual dough.
Yeah.
Yeah. That feels to me, and I'm a beer drinker. I'm not a beer maker, but that feels to me like They could have used like more like a toastier toastier malt in that. Whatever the malt bill is here. I don't know. There was not a lot of information on the can, but it feels like maybe it's like the malt bill could have used something else that has a little bit of a roast to it or whatnot. But yeah, I'm with you. It does feel a little bit like underbaked bread.
Yeah. Yeah. So thumbs down here.
I'm a thumb sideways. I didn't find it bad, but if as a Pilsner, I'm looking for something a little bit different. So it's not an unpleasant beer. It's just not what I was hoping for with a Pilsner.
I'm not the biggest Pilsner fan in general. I like the one we had last week from Laughing Monk. This one, not so much. I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
If you're in the market for a Pilsner, you're going to be much happier with a Scrimshaw, a Pivo from Firestone, a Lagunitas Pils.
Right.
You know, you're going to be much happier with one of those guys than this beer. But that doesn't, like I said, that doesn't necessarily make it unpleasant. I just think Pilsner specifically, there are better ones out there.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You can check out this and other reviews of beers on the Beer 30 page at 977theriver.com. And their podcast is Sports Meets Beer, and that's on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on all the socials as well. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks again, gentlemen.
Not a problem. I'll pillage you later.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh,
sounds painful.